It takes a lot of nitrogen to raise a corn crop, but you might not need to apply as much as you think. Hi, I'm Darren Hefty with Hefty Seed. With fertilizer prices nearing all-time highs, you may be looking for a way to save. The first question, is nitrogen actually your yield-limiting factor? In a multi-year study, we looked at soil tests from hundreds of farms and found the majority are actually doing pretty good on N, but more than 95% were short on one or more micronutrient. If you want the answers to your fertility questions, bring your soil test to your local Hefty agronomist. We're here and happy to help.
Hey, welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council studio. My question to you, maybe my challenge to you, is how much beer can you drink in 1 week? Well, no, maybe how much beer can you buy in 1 week? Because we're talking Busch Light and John Deere and Farm Rescue. And program coordinator for Farm Rescue, Dan Erdman, joins us now. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Mick. Thanks for having me again.
You're very welcome. Good to have you on the radio. I'd like to promote Farm Rescue as often as possible, but I think it was only just a couple, 3 weeks ago we were on the radio. So you're back again because Busch Light and John Deere have teamed up with a limited edition for the farmers cans for beer drinkers across the country, but it's only from May 16th to June 3rd. Let's see. So I guess that is what? That's one, two,
July
three.
July 3rd, I think. Yep.
Okay.
Right before the fourth holiday, I believe.
Okay. So we got more than 1 week to buy these cans. So,
yes.
All right. Super. So we've got a month and a half. So super. And up to the 4th of July holiday. This is perfect. So since you've got all the details, Dan, fill us in and how can we support Farm Rescue by drinking beer?
You bet. And again, thank you for the opportunity to chat with you again, Mick. This is obviously big news for Farm Rescue. We were absolutely blown away when they came to us and you know, shared this news with us that Busch and John Deere were teaming up for this promotion, the For the Farmers Can promotion, to benefit, again, Farm Rescue and really kind of shine a light on the importance of American agriculture. And so, you know, for a long time, John Deere has been an amazing supporter of Farm Rescue, not just at the corporate level, but at the local dealer level. We've had such great support from local dealers, RDO and Gooseneck Equipment and many others in our area and even across our service footprint. So they've been an incredible supporter of ours individually, as has Busch the last few years. But the fact that they're now teaming up and again to kind of benefit our operations with a dollar from every case sold between now and again, July 3rd, will be donated to Farm Rescue and our assistance efforts. It's just overwhelming, and we're excited by the opportunity to, again, extend a helping hand to so many more farm families in crisis.
I don't know how many Busch Light cases get sold during a typical six-week period, but they put a cap on it of a maximum of $100,000. But then John Deere will match Busch Light's donation, so that's pretty cool. But 100,000 cases of beer between middle of May and the 4th of July. That's certainly doable, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, it sounds like there was a lot of buzz surrounding these before the announcement was even made. As with a lot of things, that, you know, I think there were some leaked images along the way and got people excited before it became official. I know they don't officially go on sale until next Monday, but there are a few places even here around Fargo-Moorhead area that have them already. I've seen other places. I've been told if they used up their previous Busch supply, they were able to put these out a little early. So I've seen the cans floating around already. And one of my coworkers said he stopped at one of the local liquor stores in town here yesterday, and they had them. And there were people walking out with five or six 30 packs of the John Deere cans. So I know there's a lot of excitement around it. We're obviously excited by the possibility, and we appreciate all the support from Busch and John Deere and everyone that's out there buying these cans.
And you picked a great adjective to describe the excitement about this. There is a lot of buzz around this, so it's good.
So it's a great point.
200, let's call it the max, $200,000. How much of, where does that rank in your list?
They're towards the top. I mean, it's incredible. We're blessed by such great support, not just from businesses, but obviously from individual donors. And it's just, I think a lot of folks have connected to the mission of Farm Rescue. I mean, it's an age-old concept of neighbors helping neighbors. It's volunteers out there helping farm families in a time of crisis. So it's hard not to see the importance of that and feel a connection to the work we're trying to accomplish at Farm Rescue. So again, just thankful to not only Bush and John Deere, but everyone that supports our mission.
Your volunteers have been driving RDO and gooseneck equipment for years, and Busch Light has been they've been involved with the ag type, the farmer cans, but this kind of puts it to a whole new level, doesn't it?
It really does. And then again, Busch, I think the last two summers had, you might remember the corn can.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the next generation of the corn can. It's still for the farmers. And it's something new for John Deere. I don't think they've ever, participated in something like this. So the fact that they've both kind of rallied behind, the mission of Farm Rescue is very humbling and something we're very honored to be the recipient of.
Since the 3 weeks ago, since we have talked, I would assume that you have had a lot of applications for by families who have suddenly had a tragedy or an illness that prevents them from getting in the field this spring. And so tell us what's happening this spring in Farm Rescue.
Again, things are filling up fast on the schedule here. Like you said, a lot of people are not planning for an injury or an illness to occur. And so we get a lot of those short notice requests. I think we have, over 20 planting, cases lined up on the schedule here, and the window is getting smaller with all the rain that we've had in some of these areas. But, as soon as conditions are right, we are going to hit the ground running and tear through that, the list of families that are lined up for a helping hand as quickly as we can. We had, again, a couple cases, and I think our third case now down in Kansas. So that's been going on for a while. We have equipment ready to go out around, Eastern Iowa, I believe, is where one of our crews is at. Another case around Red Wing, Minnesota, and then southwest of Bismarck, and also south central North Dakota, I think around the Ashley area, are kind of where things are getting ready to go and conditions are almost right. But we have had a few cases and definitely a lot more once the field conditions improve for us.
And when Bill Gross had the idea to start Farm Rescue back in the early 2000s, was it, it was in this century, wasn't it? He didn't start in...
Yep, 2005 was when it was founded. First case was in 2006.
So 17 years that this has been going on. You started in North Dakota, expanded to South Dakota, into Minnesota, then Montana, and then Iowa, now Kansas. You've got some big needs, too, but now you've got some major supporters in addition to UPS, Walmart. I mean, the list is going on and on. So you got some big time supporters, but you need the little checks and small donations too. They all add up, right?
Absolutely. Again, it's covering seven states is a big undertaking. We're a small staff, but we take a lot of pride in stretching every donation dollar to its limits. And like any nonprofit, we're here because of the generosity of others. So I can't understate how important every donation dollar is to what we're doing at Farm Rescue. And like you said, it's a combination of some of those bigger business sponsors, but those individual checks and individual donations we receive are such a blessing to us and really are the lifeblood of our work.
And I wanted to point that out because a lot of people might think, oh, well, hey, Farm Rescue is going to get $200,000 donation from Busch Light and John Deere. I don't have to. Well, yes, you do, because the work goes on and your work gets greater And, hey, the fuel is more expensive. The everything is more expensive except the volunteer help. And big tip of the hat to all the people who help you out. But a bigger tip of the hat to companies like Busch Light and John Deere and all of the supporters you have out there. And to Dan Erdman, who works tirelessly. And, hey, we thank you for what you do with Farm Rescue, Dan.
Thank you, Mick, and thanks again for the support on your end. We really appreciate being able to share what we're doing with you guys.
Well, 99.9% of my audience is farmers, and I just wanted them to know that there is a beer that they can buy, because they're probably going to buy some anyway, and there's a beer that they can buy that will support Farm Rescue. And it's kind of a cool can. I know I've seen farm shops where they've got stacks of these cases. Maybe get a year's supply, because between now and the 3rd of July.
Stock up. Yep, they're a thing of beauty in my eyes.
All righty. Dan Erdman, Farm Rescue, thanks for the visit. Have a good rest of the week.
You too, Mick. Thanks.
You're welcome. Hey, we got to call it a wrap. We'll see you tomorrow here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. This is Farm Talk.